Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. And say it with me, I know who I play for. We've spent time rebuking the illusions, the lies, the distortions, the fears that kept us small. But now it's time to rise, to take everything we've learned, the laws, the truths, the frequencies, and start living them with ease, elegance, and power. Because awareness is not just knowledge, it's creation. And The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard is one of the books that taught me that the world you experience is nothing more than a mirror of your inner state. This isn't about wishing. It's about knowing. It's about standing in the certainty that consciousness, your consciousness, is the only cause. Neville Goddard said, "Be still and know that you are God." That awareness isn't arrogance. It's authorship. The moment you know that what you assume you create, the entire game changes. And I want to be honest. There was a time I knew these principles in my mind, but not yet in my body. I could quote the laws, but I still reacted to circumstances. I could affirm abundance, but I still carried anxiety. I knew the truth, but I hadn't yet become it. That's the bridge we're walking today. From knowing to being, from principle to presence, from theory to embodiment. Because the power of awareness isn't about learning more. It's about remembering who you already are. You are the awareness behind the experience. You are the consciousness shaping reality. You are not waiting for the world to show you proof. The world is waiting for you to show it belief. And when you live that way, peace stops being a practice. It becomes your natural state. That's the real power of awareness. There came a point when I realized I had spent so much time reacting to life that I was forgetting I was creating it. I was praying from panic instead of presence, asking for what I already had access to. And that's what Neville helped me remember. Awareness isn't passive observation. It's authorship. He said, man's chief delusion is his conviction that there are causes other than his own state of consciousness. The first time I read that, I stopped cold because I could feel it in my body, that little sting of truth. How many times had I blamed the situation, the client, the economy, the circumstance, instead of checking the assumption I was living from? That's when one of my favorite sayings was born. It's all me, and I mean to do right by me. And let me be clear, this isn't judgment or blame. This is power. Because if it's all me, that means I'm never a victim of what I see. I'm a co-creator of it. And if I created it, I can recreate it. When I'm staring at something I didn't want to see, a disappointment, a delay, a dollar amount, a dynamic, I remind myself, it's all me. And that doesn't mean I did something wrong. It means I have the power to make it right. But that change doesn't start on the outside. It starts within. That's the lesson every day. The human instinct wants to react, to fix, to control, to blame. But awareness whispers, if it's in your experience, you participated in its creation. And that's not punishment. That's partnership with the divine. Because the moment I take full authorship, I step out of reaction and back into creation. Now, when I see something I don't like, I don't spiral. I get still. I ask, what state of consciousness brought this into form? And then, instead of fighting the shadow, I shift the light. Because what's showing up is not here to shame me. It's here to show me where my awareness needs refinement. I don't wrestle with the reflection anymore. I adjust the vibration that made it. That's freedom. That's spiritual maturity. That's the moment you realize that every unwanted experience is still an act of love from the universe. A mirror showing you where you forgot your power. And the more I practiced this, the more peace became my baseline. Because now I understand. Everything I see is a version of me. Every conversation, every conflict, every creation, all of it is reflecting my awareness back to me with perfect accuracy. So when I say it's all me, I'm not assigning blame. I'm claiming authorship. And when I add, I mean to do right by me, I'm promising to use my awareness in ways that honor my highest self, to speak better of me, to think better of me, to believe better of me. And that's what Neville meant by the power of awareness. It's not theory. It's a daily practice of remembering that the outer world bends to the inner one. Once that truth lands, you stop trying to fix life. You start aligning with it. You stop wrestling with the circumstances. You start refining consciousness. You stop reacting to what was. You start creating what will be. Because awareness is always the first creation. Everything else is just a reflection. When I read The Power of Awareness, I started hearing scripture differently. Verses I had known since childhood begin to sound like instruction manuals for consciousness. Because truth doesn't change. Awareness just helps you hear it at higher frequencies. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Neville called that the law of assumption. What you accept as true within becomes your world without. The Bible said it first. It wasn't about behavior. It was about being. Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That awareness in motion, the constant, conscious recalibration of thought into alignment with divine truth. Transformation doesn't happen by changing things. It happens by changing consciousness. And in Matthew 9:29, Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. He didn't say according to your situation or your strategy or your struggle. He said faith, your inner awareness of what's real. Faith isn't hoping. Faith is sustained awareness in truth in spite of appearances. That's why Neville said, faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. When I looked at how Jesus moved through the world, I see the perfect embodiment of awareness. He never reacted to conditions. He responded from consciousness. He never begged God to intervene. He spoke from alignment was God within. When he said, I and the Father are one, he wasn't declaring superiority. He was describing unity. That's awareness, oneness with Source, so complete that your inner conviction becomes outer creation. Even when appearances look impossible, Jesus maintained state. When others saw lack, he saw multiplication. When they saw sickness, he saw wholeness. When they saw death, he saw awakening. Because his awareness didn't bend to appearances. Appearances bent to his awareness. That's what living consciously really means. Not denial of what's happening, but dominion through higher perspective. The old ways pray to God. The awakened ways praise as God, as awareness embodied. That doesn't mean arrogance. It means agreement. Agreement with truth. Agreement with power. Agreement with the inner Christ that says, the Father who dwells in me does his works. Here's the sacred revelation. Every time you shift awareness, you shift worlds. You don't have to fight the outer. You only have to choose the inner. You don't beg life to change. You become the change consciousness must mirror. So when you hear, as a man thinketh, so is he, remember, it's not philosophy. It's the creative blueprint for every reality you'll ever experience. And when you start to live this way, calm, deliberate, conscious, you realize Jesus wasn't an exception to the law. He was the example of it. Awareness isn't something you visit. It's something you live from. It's not a trick of thought or a technique to manifest faster. It's a way of being that turns your whole life into prayer in motion. When I began applying Neville's teachings, I didn't start with big leaps. I started with micro moments. Because the real practice of awareness is not what you do when you're meditating. It's what you do when you're triggered. I started noticing how often my mind would reach for a reaction. Someone would disappoint me, and my first instinct was to assign blame. Something would delay, and I would label it as a problem. And each time, I caught myself and whispered, it's all me, and I mean to do right by me. That phrase would pull me back into authorship. It reminded me that every perception was mine to transform. If I didn't like what I was seeing, I had the power to shift the consciousness that produced it. So I began to live my life as awareness calibration. In the mornings, I anchor my state before the world asks me to perform. I breathe, I still my thoughts, and I ask one question. Who am I being aware of today? If I'm aware of fear, I shift to faith. If I'm aware of pressure, I shift to peace. If I'm aware of lack, I shift to love, because love multiplies. And when the day starts moving, when calls come in, when plans change, when people do what people do, I use awareness as my alignment tool. I don't need to force anything. I don't need to fix anyone. I just bring my consciousness back to truth. I am the cause, not the consequence. That's what I call living the law effortlessly. Because when awareness is your baseline, manifestation becomes automatic. Neville taught, change your conception of yourself and you will automatically change the world in which you live. And that's exactly how it happens. I don't chase new outcomes anymore. I cultivate new awareness. I choose peace until peace becomes my default setting. And from there, everything aligns naturally. This is the great paradox. The less I try to control, the more I magnetize. The less I strive, the more I receive. Because life responds not to effort, but to energy. Here's how you live the principle. Number one, notice what you're aware of without judgment. Number two, name the feeling. Bring it into consciousness. Number three, neutralize it by remembering. It's all me, and I mean to do right by me. Number four, nourish a new state, peace, gratitude, faith, joy, until it feels natural. That's not mental work. That's energetic mastery. And over time, you realize you don't need to make things happen. You only need to make yourself available to what's already true. Awareness is the gate. Alignment is the key. And peace is the proof. Now take a breath. Let your awareness drop from your mind into your heart. You don't have to force clarity. Awareness reveals itself the moment you stop running from it. You're not trying to get there. You're remembering who you already are. Open your journal or simply close your eyes and let these questions meet you where you are. Number one, what am I most aware of right now? Is it peace or pressure? Love or fear? Whatever I'm aware of, I'm amplifying. What do I want to amplify instead? Number two, where am I still reacting instead of creating? What situations pull me into old assumptions? Can I pause long enough to choose a new awareness before I speak or act? Number three, what am I assuming about myself today? Am I assuming I'm supported, seen, and safe? Or striving, struggling, and unseen? What new assumption feels truer to the me I'm becoming? Number four, where am I still resisting responsibility for my reflection? Can I hold the mirror gently and say, it's all me, and I mean to do right by me? Number five, what would it feel like if I saw everything in my life as feedback instead of failure? How would that awareness change my energy and my next decision? Number six, who would I be if I trusted my awareness completely? What choices would I make from that place? What energy would I carry into every room? Now, let's activate this new state with simple, clean declarations. Short sentences that leave no room for doubt. Whisper these until you feel them. I am awareness embodied. I am calm, clear, and creative. I see the world through peace, and peace reflects back to me. I am the cause, not the consequence. It's all me, and I mean to do right by me. Pause. Feel the stillness that follows. That's alignment. The space where consciousness becomes creation. Every time you remember who's behind the eyes, who's holding the thought, who's feeling the feeling, you come back home to awareness itself. That's where your power lies. Here's the sacred revelation. You don't need to seek power. You are power. You don't need to chase creation. You are creation. You don't need to control life. You are life becoming aware of itself. The only work left is awareness, the holy remembering that everything you touch is an echo of your inner state. When you truly know this, peace becomes your posture. You stop arguing with the appearances because you understand they are only reflections. You stop begging for miracles because you realize you've been performing them all along. You begin to walk through life like the calm center of a moving universe, not demanding, not defending, just deciding. You start to see your thoughts as blueprints, your words as brushstrokes, your feelings as frequencies of design. You are no longer trying to manifest. You are maintaining awareness of what's already true. Neville called it the law of assumption. I call it divine authorship. Because every time you assume a new identity, I am peace, I am power, I am love, you step into a new timeline that must obey that awareness. That's why I say, it's all me, and I mean to do right by me. Not from ego, but from essence. Because when I do right by me, when I choose awareness, alignment, and truth, I do right by the entire world that mirrors me back. So today, let your awareness rise. Let your inner dialogue sound like destiny. Let your silence hum with certainty. Let your presence speak louder than any circumstance. Because this is what it means to live as the architect of reality. To know that everything is already responding to your state. All you have to do is stay aware of the truth long enough for it to take form. Say it with me. I know who I play for, and I live as awareness itself, calm, creative, and complete. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in consciousness, in calm, and in the quiet power of awareness. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.